It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors. And of course, the famous Alec Medford. Now, couple more quick NFL notes for you. Jabril Peppers is signing with the Steelers. I don't know when the last time was you thought about him. And then the Eagles did make the trade for Tank Bigsby. They gave up 5th and 6th round picks next year to snag him from the Jags.
It's interesting. Somebody texted in the other day that they were like, is Saquon Barkley hurt? And I was like, it was kind of a...
Right.
And then whenever I saw that yesterday, I was like, holy crap, is something wrong with Saquon Barkley? Or is this just what Howie Roseman does?
Right.
This is what he just churns the roster. This isn't good enough. We got to be better. If people are willing to pick up the phone and call, I'm willing to have a conversation.
Yes. No, I think that is a very astute way of breaking it down. But, you know, another thing happened yesterday, and I want to go to cut number two because Mickey joked about it earlier in the show. There's all of these different names that maybe if you haven't been locked into the Rangers all year long, you are not aware of. Here is another one with the hit of the night.
The set and the pitch, and that ball drilled to deep left field. Churio going back, looking up. It's gone! The first grand slam for the Rangers this season is clubbed to left by Michael Hellman. Runs us for everybody. 4-0 Texas.
I love it, love it, love it. Obviously, the Rangers would go on to win that game 5-0 over the Brewers. They'll get going again tonight. The series will wrap up tomorrow, and we will be at Globe Life Field leading in to that game. But Michael Hellman and Jacob Latz, even 1 month ago, but certainly multiple months ago, if I said the Brewers are going to have the best record in baseball, you might have had to go a little bit further back for that. And Michael Hellman and Jacob Latz are going to be the people who take them down. That feels like it would have been pretty unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely, man. This team was comprised of stars with big contracts. That was what it was built around. Jacob deGrom, Nathan Eovaldi, Corey, those names were those are the guys that are going to carry the load for you. Unfortunately, they couldn't carry the load for you still. Like you were a sub 500 team with that group still. And that was like, that didn't feel right at all. But these guys that Bruce Bochy has magically been able to say, you know what?
Right.
I'm going to wave my wand.
Right.
Did you point out the Jacob Latz ERA stat?
No, if
Kevin,
you want to dive into
Sean
that.
Sean McFarland threw this out there. Jacob Latz has a 2.73 ERA in 6 starts. Bochy said it's, quote, fair to say he's played himself into the discussion of a permanent role, which he discussed with us last week, by the way.
And I'm a little bummed for him that it's fair to say you can be in the discussion. Instead of it's fair to say you've got the job, kid.
The Latz said, whatever direction they go is fine as long as we keep winning and pushing for the playoffs. I got to love that even more about the kid.
Yeah.
That he's throwing that into the conversation of, hey, man, all this is great and everything. I want to win. I want to win baseball games. By the way, Hellman, who did not have a home run on his big league stat sheet, now has 2 in the last 9 games, Kevin. How do you like that?
I mean, I love it. It's funny that we refer to them as kids. Both of those players are 29.
Oh, man.
So
this is their time. They're primed.
Yes, and obviously older than Alec, but a good bit younger than both of us. And it's really, really encouraging and kind of astonishing. And even Bochy said, I don't recall particularly seeing something just like this in terms of how many injuries they've had and how many young players they've had to bring up or inexperienced players they've had to bring up and how that those players have come through time and time and time again.
Yeah, the one thing that's still a bit of a struggle is that 1.5 games that they can't get over, Kevin.
Right.
Hopefully they can. You know, you got the rest of the season to do it, you know? How much is my Michael Hellman rookie card worth right now? Is it going to be more if I get it signed?
Ooh, and that today is the rookie you pulled from, I believe it was Cards in a Box.
Cards in a Box, yeah, in Frisco,
from
the district.
Frisco. Now, I know you were sad that you didn't get the one-of-one.
Ecstatic about the Michael Hellman
Hershiser card. But that's a good question. I will look into that. Surely the value went up overnight.
But you get a grand slam. Everybody should be excited about that guy.
Hopefully the value is a lot in your heart. That's how I'll describe it. That feels like the Corey way to describe that right there.
That didn't help my pocketbook, Kevin.
Okay.
Jeez. You appreciate it, though.
Yes, absolutely. And you saw Cole Wynn. He pitched out of that just one inning window. He was effective yesterday as well. But I know you were joking about the 1.5 games back. You continue to win games. And that's, I truly believe this. I don't know exactly what it looks like over the last 17 games, but let's say you go like 13-4. The standings are going to take care of themselves. Like if you're able to win, going back, we said at least 86. All right. So you'd still have to go 11-6 the rest of the way. But 11-6 feels like a very feasible record for the Rangers to close it up. And
for sure.
And I know 1.5 has kind of been the sticking point for the most part. But if you go, I would probably say at least 12-5. I have no concerns that that will take care of itself. If you get to 87 wins, I truly believe this team is going to be in the playoffs.
It's that stretch of July, late July all the way until mid-August that you just kind of look back at and go, dang, if we had just been better in that stretch right there. That's, you know, and I know sure. You can look at one game here that you're like, oh, that's one we're going to regret. Those Diamondback series. You're like, ah.
Yeah.
But it's this stretch in late July that you're like, we only picked up like 7 wins in that run.
Right.
It's weird. But here you are, still with a chance, still with an opportunity. And they've done this to us all year.
Oh, yeah.
All year long, you're like, okay, all right, you know what? Maybe this is a wash. And then it turns around and you're like, no, it's not a wash. They're still right there. I don't know if it's...
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because the Astros and Mariners just aren't running away with it, or because the Rangers have just kind of been just good enough.
It feels fair to say a combination of both. Somebody asked if Evo could come back for the playoffs. That is a question that we posed to Boach either last week or the week before. And he said it was possible. I might be reading too much into this, but it felt like a possibility that might not be in the first round of the playoffs. You might have to progress just a little bit. But
you got DeGrom, though.
That's true. You have DeGrom. And then the other thing is,
Merrill Kelly.
We talked about it yesterday. Absolutely. And then Tyler Mahle looks like he's primed to come back this week. I'd kind of speculated maybe Sunday would be when you see him roll out there, but he's primed to come back. Corey Seager was adamant about the fact that he still thinks he can come back before the season is over. I know the idea that the Rangers are hoping maybe he can be back for that next homestand, which starts on Friday, a week from Friday against the Marlins. So maybe that's a possibility. And the hope, of course, that Adolis can pop back on once those 10 games are up, because it was kind of iffy if he was going on the injured list to begin with. So if you're hoping for reinforcements, some of them look like they're on the way.
You know, Bochy's made that comment of being surprised at any team that has done what they've had to do this year. Kevin, okay, let's say you do get to the end of the season and you do find a way into the playoffs. This is now decision time, isn't it? Marcus Semien's like, I'm healthy enough to play.
Right.
Corey Seager's like, I'm healthy enough to play. Adolis is like, I'm healthy enough to play. Ivaldi's, all right, guys, let's roll. And
I think
these are the guys that got you there.
Yes.
And now you're telling them, thanks for all your service. I guess the one benefit is now you have a plethora of experience going into the playoffs that you can rely on for pinch hitters and pinch runners and stuff. You can dig deeper into that well. But these are the guys that got you here at the end. Do you go back to the ones that were struggling?
I mean, absolutely.
And they needed the rest.
Absolutely. Look, if Corey Seager and Nathan Eovaldi tell me they're good to go, I have, well, hopefully the medical staff clears them as well.
Yeah, that's a
good factor. I was going to say I have no further questions, but that feels irresponsible. But like those two in particular, all day, every day that they're capable of playing, I would want them out there. And I feel like the last time you were in the playoffs, you know, Adolis Garcia helped you get to the World Series.
Yeah.
And obviously get you that world championship. And I feel like knowing Boach, or at least talking with him as much as we have, I have no doubt that those two would immediately be inserted back into the lineup as well. And but like you said, I like having the options. If you get to a point where you're like, well, Hellman is going wild, it's not like you look at this lineup right now and you're like, there are no weak
points. They're scrappy.
Yeah.
They're a scrappy bunch.
That's true. But on a day-to-day basis, I can find you two people that you can pull out of the lineup like that and have somebody ready to replace them, just because this is still an offense that generally has struggled. And even though they have gotten better, you'll still see some struggles from them. I have one more positive for you. I said I was worried that we're going to get down to the last 16 games and you're going to need to go like 15-1 or something absurd. I think right now we said you got to get to at least 86. I would feel a lot more comfortable if you could finish the season going 12-5. So that would put you at 87-75. Well, here is the super duper fun part about that. You know what the Rangers record is in their last 17 games?
12-5.
12-5 is correct. And so if you could replicate that, not only do I think you will make the playoffs, you will go into the playoffs as one of the hotter playoff teams. And then I know it's still a big if, but if Eovaldi were around, I still think that would happen later. Your mind can't help but run wild with the prospect of DeGrom, Eovaldi, Merrill Kelly.
In the playoffs, runs are just more difficult to come by.
It does feel that
like
way.
That is a reality in the playoffs.
So you don't have the fifth starter that you run.
Yeah, and so naturally, the Rangers are going to be in those close games again in the playoffs if that's the case. Yeah, Kevin, I start thinking about that too. Now I also start thinking of how are we going to score runs in the playoffs if we're not rolling out Hellman and Osuna and Dustin Harris and, you know, but then I'm like, but it's, I have a shot.
But that's the
dream. Because of the pitching.
Yeah, that's the dream though, right? Is that playoff Seager and playoff Adolis return at a time where,
you
like you said, whether it's Hellman, Osuna, Harris, whoever are clicking and you're like, okay, I can see how this, like, look, we learned in 2023, if you can put together the makeshift best baseball team for about 5 weeks or 4.5 weeks, you can win the World Series.
Yeah.
So even though it hasn't looked perfect the whole season or anything close to that, just make it in to the playoffs, man. Because then the other thing,
Choppy rolled it out there this morning. Bochy has been his entire career has been. And you can say
this feels like the Boach special.
And, you know, you could say that Boach has gotten lucky 4 times to get a World Series, or maybe maybe he has a plan.
Yeah.
And part of the plan is all I got to do is get there and then I can outmanage anybody.
There is no person who's managed or coached in the history of organized professional athletics that I will say you just got lucky to win your 4 championships. Like I refuse to engage in that. And then the other thing, I don't know if you care about this or Alec, you care about this. We have talked about this many times. nothing that happened before or after is going to taint my memories of the 2023 Rangers World Series. No. However, if you're one of those people who's like, fluky, if you missed the playoffs in 24 but then made the playoffs again in 2025, I think that takes a lot of the stigma out of the idea that it was a fluke. I know you personally don't care, and I don't really care.
Follow but whatever you want. I still have it.
For the folks out there, I think that would take away a lot of their ammunition for that.
All they have to do is go 17-0 down the stretch here. Like Kevin said.
That it's not what I said. Would it be
great? Oh, you don't want to go 17-0?
That's not what I said either. I knew you were going to say that. Jeez. If they win 17 in a row down the stretch, that will bring their winning streak up to 19, and I think a lot of pressure will be on the team. More reasonably, go 12-5, and I think you're good to go. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Yes, go 17-0. That'd be great.
See,
I don't want to have Bojan tomorrow and be like, well, Kevin doesn't think you should win all the games. And I'll be like, come on, dude.
Kevin says y'all can't go 17-0. He also said y'all couldn't. Nobody can ever go 162-0. Boach, your thoughts.
We're not going to waste his time with that now. But if we get him on for Peace-a-thon, I want you to ask that question in that same way. I guarantee you he will agree with me. Coming up, go get Rangers.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.